Have you had a chance to pause and reflect on all the wonderful blessings in your world lately? All the great steps you've made, or all the great achievements you've made in the last few years? Maybe some goals that you thought were impossible, something that you envisioned that you weren't quite sure how you were going to get there. And have you paused for a moment and considered how blessed you are right now, right here, to have the opportunity to do it again and again and again? To look forward, envision what you want, put the steps in place, walk the talk, and actually go after what you really want. So join me today as I pause to really celebrate some milestones, some things I didn't even know I was going to accomplish or achieve, but I really set forth on a path to do so and want to take a moment and reflect and just celebrate. It feels good. So join me today as we talk about how important the keys are to all these steps that keep us moving forward and keep us accomplishing and going after what we want, and how I hope you never lose that desire and you never lose that fire. What the heck is a milestone, and why do we celebrate them? And I'm not talking about your birthday or anniversary, things like that. Those are very important. But what about those personal milestones that you set for yourself? And are you celebrating them enough? Because many of us over 40 are very driven women, and many of us don't pause long enough to really celebrate what the heck we're accomplishing. We're just so focused on what we're doing, or sometimes a little hypercritical that we're either not doing it fast enough or that we need to do something differently or better, more effective, whatever it's going to be. So, what are we doing to pause and really celebrate the wins, celebrate what we're doing really well, and celebrate the risks that we're taking? This is top of mind for me as I'm working with some amazing women in our 5-day challenge, and we're setting up their milestones. So, they just completed their vision quest and really honed in on what they're going to focus on next in the 90 days, 120 days. And then we're creating those milestones, right? So it gave me pause to really think about the fact that I completely skipped over and missed a really cool milestone. So for somebody who never envisioned being a podcaster and never envisioned having a YouTube channel, and really, by all standards right now, I'm still not a big time, podcast or YouTube influencer, right? I haven't been invited yet to speak on Ellen or Oprah, but I was really, really excited to see that my podcast that I've launched a year ago, I've had over thousands downloads. And then my YouTube channel, I've got some subscribers, not many, but I've got views. And if I had in any way or at any time paused and decided that this was too risky, then what would I have missed, right? So I wanted to stop today and just celebrate a few milestones and then talk briefly about why they're important. So I'm really, really excited that it's been a year of podcasting and it's opened so many doors for me, and I've met so many wonderful women who have come through much more difficult, challenging milestones and walked through more difficult chapters in their lives than I have. And I've learned a ton from them. I've learned from Debbie, and I've learned from Pamela, and I've learned from Deborah. I mean, I've learned from so many of these ladies. Markel, my gosh, right? But it's also helped me continue on my journey to keep reflecting, keep pivoting, and keep like really pausing each moment here and saying, is this what I want? Am I working actively towards that vision, or am I just stuck in the busy work, right? And yes, there's always going to be busy work and there's going to be life interruptions. That's just going to happen. But if we're true to ourselves and really put forth the effort to create a vision, create the steps that's going to take to get there, and dedicate time, focus, energy, and our faith, we're going to get there. And so I wouldn't be still podcasting today. I wouldn't have a YouTube channel. I wouldn't have this amazing membership of women who are all going after their next and really cheering each other on, which again, never saw coming up until about a year ago. I never had the word author behind my name. And a lot of these examples I'm giving you are my personal growth milestones and ways to celebrate. But I also want to talk about a financial milestone. And again, a goal that I really worked hard towards, because it's very easy for people to say somebody's lucky, right? People who work hard make their own luck. And years ago, I wanted to move or find a place out in the mountains in Colorado, because I spend a lot of time out there in the summer, winter, every season. I just love it. But I really didn't think I could afford it. And I went back and thought about it for a little while. And then I decided I really wanted to see if I could make it work. And I spent a couple of months really putting my plan together, evaluating my finances, looking at my financial goals, looking at how I was investing my savings and how I was spending my money, right? And I found more opportunities actually in my spending than my savings. And you'll actually hear this in a previous podcast episode called Your Fire, right? Financially Independent Reimagining Everything. So it's a new iteration of the FIRE movement. That's what it's called. Anyways, that one talks more about that one, and the following podcast talks more about how I actually did it. But really quickly to summarize, I came up with that vision, came up with a plan, and then I really stuck to it. And at the end of 12 months, I actually had everything set up so I could buy that property in the mountains and really make that dream a reality. So there are ways that you can go after your financial goals, ways that you can go after your personal health goals, whether you're trying to, you know, lose weight, become more fit, go on a certain hike or take on that 5K, right? There are ways that you can keep moving forward, but it's going to take some work. And this is also why we should be celebrating. So pause for a moment and celebrate with me. So what have you put forth in your world in the last 1 to 2 years? And it's been a tough year and a half, that's for sure, with COVID. But what if you put forth that you said, you know, I really want this, and what'd you go after? And then think back about the work steps it actually took. The fact that it took you time to actually envision it, hopefully write up a plan. You had to probably have, whether these ups and downs, you had to have faith, of course. You had to see it happening. And then if you're like me, you surround yourself with the best people. And I'm not talking like you hire the best and the brightest. Sure, you can do that. But you make sure that you're surrounded by women and people who are going to uplift you, to support you, cheer you on in those moments where you're just like, ugh, what am I thinking, right? Who are just a little bit as crazy as you are, but also help you walk the talk, right? So that each day, or, you know, there may be issues like backwards, but regularly, each week, each month, you're walking towards what you really, really, really want. And then you're getting there. And so take a moment and stop and really think about, what have you accomplished, either that you weren't sure were going to get there, or it might have been a little lofty, that maybe you didn't even know when you set out the beginning how you were even going to get there. That was the condo for me, or even podcasting. Oh, forget it. I had no idea how to set up, how to record, microphones, none of that, right? But I figured it out. This podcast is brought to you by our Inspiring Your Next VIP member group. It's an awesome group of women over 40 who are all going after something we want next. And it actually doesn't stop with one thing, right? One just launched her blog. One is training for her first 5K. One is trying to figure out which art piece they're going to do next. One just launched her online art studio. What else? I mean, I just had to figure out how to undo a website automation. Who the heck knew? Regardless, we're all going forward and we're all working on something that we have prioritized in our world. And we're all here to support each other and help each other go forward. So go to inspiringyournext.com and check it out. We've got a couple of downloads. Like right now, I think we've got a free road trip download, but we've got free guides and free information there. And then also on destinationyou.net, lots of resources, inspiring videos, blogs, and resources and ideas, tricks, tips, all of the above. We have to say that 5 times fast, that will make life over 40 even that much better. So I invite you to check it out. And if you have, I invite you to check it out. And I hope that you'll take the step a little further and hop in. We have a free Facebook group where you can kind of dip your toe in the water, get to know a little bit about what we're all about. And then I hope you'll consider ratcheting up a notch and joining our accountability group. So we're not only inspiring each other, but we're holding each other accountable and supporting each other every step of the way. And you're figuring it out every day, each of you, because the people who are listening to this podcast are doers, are women who are achievers, because we're going to keep going after what we want. We've done it for corporations for millions of years. We've done it for our families. We've done it for everybody else, but it's time to do it for you. And it's also time to celebrate and be so grateful for all that you've accomplished. And then pause for a moment and be grateful and blessed that you have the opportunity to keep doing it, to keep looking forward, to keep envisioning something new and exciting. Create your next. And that each time that you do this and each time you go forward and successfully achieve your next, you're building more of the bricks that make up this wonderful foundation of this life that you really want to lead. So join me today and just celebrate. Show gratitude for all that you've accomplished, all that you've envisioned, all the faith you've put into it, all the hard work that you've put forward, all the really good people you surround yourself with and invest in, because they invest in you. And then take a moment and pause and also celebrate and show gratitude for all the blessings yet to come.